example 2, non-linear. I see, I get it. Let me try solving non-linear simultaneous equations. So the two equations are y equals 2x plus 3 and x squared plus y squared equals 2. I'll use the substitution method. Firstly, I already know that y equals 2x plus 3, so I can substitute that into the other equation, x squared plus y squared equals 2. It then becomes x squared plus open brackets 2x plus 3 close brackets squared equals 2. To work this out, I have to expand out the brackets and solve this equation. So x squared plus open brackets 2x plus 3 close brackets open brackets 2x plus 3 close brackets equals 2. It then becomes x squared plus 4x squared plus 6x plus 6x plus 9 equals 2. Then it simplifies to 5x squared plus 12x plus 9 equals 2. Hey! This looks like a quadratic equation. Well, of course! It is called non-linear after all. Oh, so then I just move 2 to the other side so that it becomes a quadratic equation, and I work it out using the expansion method. So, 5x squared plus 12x plus 7 equals 0. That means open bracket 5x plus 7 close brackets open brackets x plus 1 close brackets equals 0. 5x plus 7 equals 0. X equals negative 7 over 5 or negative 1.4 or x plus 1 equals 0. X would equal negative 1. But there are two solutions, so how do we find y? This means there are two possible values for y. You just have to work both of them out by substitution as well. So if x equals negative 1.4, then y equals 2, open brackets, negative 1.4, close brackets, plus 3, which works out to be 0.2. And if x equals negative 1, then y equals 2, open brackets, negative 1, close brackets, plus 3, which works out to be 1. The answer is x equals negative 1.4 and y equals 0.2, or x equals negative 1 and y equals 2.